how is all this negative attention on Anthem Blue Cross affecting the national healthcare debate?
Well, it's really shown a spotlight on the problems in the individual market and the reasons why they need healthcare reform. And so we have, you know, Congress, our representatives in Congress, Waxman and Feinstein talking about it. And then we also have on the executive side, Kathy Sebelius and Obama himself talking about it. It seems to be the basis of a new proposal, which is something new to the bills that isn't in there right now, which would create a new federal agency that would review any proposed rate increases by private insurance companies. And, you know, according to the criteria that would be set up, would determine whether or not those were legitimate increases before they could just go through.
How legitimate is the issue raised by Anthem Blue Cross that they have to raise premiums for the individuals because only the very expensive people are buying plans, the young and the healthy or the cheap to insure people aren't buying plans? How significant is that and legitimate in their defense?
I think that is one of the major reasons why they decided to increase their rates. I mean, they're a for-profit business. They probably do have a good argument that the young and healthy were then deciding that they would, you know, take the risk and forego health insurance coverage because they couldn't afford it. And you get into this underwriting death spiral where if you have the sicker people staying in the pool, the people who really need it, it increased costs for everybody. And so even if you accept Anthem's arguments and say, well, that makes a lot of sense from a business perspective, you know, I think there's still a very strong argument for these shouldn't be the incentives in health insurance. It is a public health concern. It is a public good that government should highly regulate. And we should have additional rules on health insurers so that they won't have the incentive to try and make more money off of the backs of sick people.
And how would the current iterations of healthcare reform that are, you know, in the House and the Senate and things that are being talked about now that those bills have stalled, how would those affect premium costs for these individual policyholders that are at stake in this Anthem Blue Cross issue?
The bills that are in play right now, they don't include any kind of controls on premiums until we get to the health insurance exchange 5 years from now or 4 years from now. The good news is that the reform that goes into play immediately, that no pre-existing conditions, would really increase competition in the marketplace.
Great. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Oh, sure. Thank you.